Well, excited with the victory tonight here at Lambeau. Number one, I like to thank the fans for an incredible atmosphere. Lambeau was electric tonight, just really, particularly when our defense was on the field. So that was special, and that's the way you like to see it. So the football game, offensively, I thought our guys did a heck of a job with a number of injuries, guys going in and out. Flow was disruptive at times, and, you know, just the way we – manage the game, use some timeouts and things like that. But, you know, we have things to clean up. But the ability to go down and score on that defense and consistently move the football was obviously a big part of the success. Defense set the tempo early, particularly in the run defense, and the two big takeaways there at the end. So special teams played well. I was happy with the special teams. And what can I say about Mason Crosby? So we're 2-0. It was a great night here at Lambeau Field. And we're looking forward to getting some guys healed up here with the extra day off and getting ready for the Kansas City Chiefs. With that, I'll take your questions.
And, Mike, you're always as even-keeled as they come, but could you tell either the way your guys came out or the way they were during the game or the way they were after the game that this was a little bit more to them than just a week two game, or do you really think that that's all it was?
Well, it's a week two game, but it's, you know, let's cut the chase here. It's a week two game versus two very good football teams. No, trust me, we don't have it figured out. We have way too many pre-snap penalties. We got all kinds of things we need to work on. So, but we knew we were playing a heck of a football team regardless of what happened last year. So we knew we were going to have to go out and play well. The energy, that wasn't really a surprise to me. It's just the fact that we need to get better and some of the things that we didn't do as well last week in Chicago. And we accomplished that, and that factored in the game.
Mike, what are your personal emotions for this win?
My personal emotions for the win. I'm happy for our players. I'm proud of our players. I'm really impressed with just the way the flow is disrupted. This business is hard. The only time you really have any relief, in my opinion, is when you get to the training room. You got a clean bill of health from your guys. Going into next week, and that's not the case. So we got some guys that are banged up. I don't have a report for you yet. I'm going there after I'm done here. So that's the challenge. But, yes, we're 2-0. Feels good. You sleep better when you win. So I guess that's my personal feeling to give you an answer to your question.
So when you mean this flow was disrupted, your ability to deal with the injuries is –
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just, you know, James Starks had big matchups on special teams this week. Well, then Eddie goes down early, then James goes in at running back. We're going to move James off the special teams. Andy Malumba goes in, those kinds of things. I mean, there's just more than the norm. Josh Boyd goes down. So, Andy Malumba's now on special teams. He's also part of the rotation at outside linebacker. Let's get Jay Ron in there at Elliott. He steps up with the two biggest plays of the fourth quarter. So that's what I'm talking about. It's there's a lot of moving parts, and our guys just kept playing. We made mistakes, they made big plays. They made some plays. They came out, got the quarterback outside the pocket there in the second half, our guys just kept playing, and that's what good football teams do.
Mike, what was the thinking for you, and I don't know if it's you and Tom or how it works, but during that go-ahead drive, you go to Randall in the backfield, Ty in the backfield for a little while there, spread them out. You talked about flow. You suddenly got into a flow with that approach.
I think it was, it's a package that works for us. You don't want to live in it. I'm not one to expose any quarterback, particularly our Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback to probably one of the best pass rushers in the league. But just the way he managed that, and that was a critical part in the game, and we pulled it out at the right time. So just to create the one-on-ones, Richard Rodgers had the two big catches there with the touchdown and the 2 points. So that's how we like to play.
You mentioned the pass rushers. Were you expecting your tackles to have kind of a tough time because of the edge rushers that you were facing?
They're a heck of a front. They're big inside. They did a good job pushing a pocket. I think some of the success they had, they went through like a power bull rush there on the one sack. But hey, we knew it was going to be a challenge. Alan Johnson cut the grass too short. Wait till I see him tomorrow. But it was a good game.
Mike, you've seen Jayron Elliott make big plays in the preseason. Was it just a matter of time in your mind before he did something like this in the regular season?
Definitely. He just needs opportunities, and that's what you want. You want competition going on throughout the week. Our inactive list is something that when we set the plan on a Wednesday. We tell each guy that he's competing to be up, you know, from the 53 to the 46. I think it's healthy, and it's no different for, you know, Jayron is the fact that he just needed some more opportunities. And, you know, he played big. I mean, he made two huge plays in the game and obviously factored in the outcome. So it's exciting. He's always been an excellent player since day one on special teams, and I look for him to do more for us on defense.
Mike, did the defensive staff have to make adjustments on the fly there in the third quarter when that read option started to become a problem?
Not really. I mean, really, make the adjustment was we were losing contain. So, you know, the matchup of the quarterback on, you know, obviously the contain element was the issue. So, you know, we did a good job taking care of priority number one. That was Marshawn Lynch. But, you know, I don't know what Russell Wilson ended up 70-plus yards. But, you know, a lot of that was on the boots and keeps and breaking the contain on the option there in the third quarter.
Mike, you mentioned Jayron's plays. Dom said to us during the week how important it was for the defense to finish a game against these guys. What was that like for you to watch them come through that way?
Oh, it's what you're looking for. And once again, our defensive guys were into it. You know, we had some big plays that we let go, too. We had a fumble that, you know, was got away from us because of an offsides. And we had, the fourth and 10 that went to fourth and 20. So, you know, a field goal that went to end up being a touchdown too. So, but that's what I'm looking for. You're looking for adverse situations. Winning games in the early season are tough because everybody, you know, if anybody stands up and acts like they know what kind of team they are. I don't agree with that. So, I mean, you're building your team and guys have got, you know, you have injuries and things like that. So, you want adversity like we had tonight, and you overcome it and you can build off it.
Two more, please.
Mike, how critical is Aaron Rodgers' footwork to his success?
Well, his footwork's important to his success. I mean, but it's one of many things that he does and excels at a very high level. I mean, he's got, you know, a lot of years of training in his footwork and the way he's you know, able to get on the same page with his receivers. Some of the rush lanes that he stepped up inside of to, you know, to avoid pressure, I thought was very impressive. I'm sure I'll be impressed when I watch the tape. But, yeah, footwork is definitely a big part of his success.
Mike, the challenge on the 12 men on the field on the opening drive was a huge challenge to win. Can you take us through that from your perspective, please?
Well, I mean, it looked like we had them. You know, I was waiting for confirmation because I knew I had some time. Aaron come off. He said he definitely got them. And then they showed the picture on the Jumbotron with 13. They forgot the number one, but you know.
Say what?
You see the Jumbotron? Or no, it's not a Jumbotron. It's Russ, what is it called again? There you go. So, yeah, they had a picture of 13 guys on the field, but they didn't have a number one.
I didn't see that part.
Well, you're a critic. You should have saw it. Make sure you get on them about that.
So you had a feeling though already, and then Aaron kind of
the communication from the box. No, the communication from the box. You know, Aaron said he got it. Once they confirmed it in the box, then we threw the flag.
Thank you. Ty Montgomery and the job he did tonight.
Oh, sorry.
Ty Montgomery.
Yeah, Ty made some plays. I mean, especially on offense. Really, in the package that he doesn't have a ton of experience in. So our ability to play the spread offense there and had some big catches. So he's doing a good job on special teams. So. Very happy with his progress. Thank you.